Welcome to Faith Boost, a message by Pastor Andrew McLennan.
Did you know the Bible has got all the answers for life, and it also explains human history and the present and the future? Hi, my name's Andrew. This is Faith Boost. I'm here today to boost your faith with ancient secrets that still work in the modern world. I was just reading the Bible the other day in Genesis. And the Lord said to Abraham, after Lot had separated from him, lift up your eyes now. This is God speaking. And look from the place we are, northward, southward, eastward, and westward. For all the land which you see, I give to you and your descendants forever. Now, this is thousands of years ago. God said to Abraham, see all this land? It's yours. It's yours forever. And what do we see now in 2025? One of the biggest places of conflict is in that very land right now. Israel is under attack. Israel's been fighting a multi-front war now for almost 2 years, to the north, to the east there, to the west. Like there's enemies all around them. They've been at war with the Iranian proxies, with Hezbollah in Lebanon there, obviously with Hamas in Gaza there. And these enemies of Israel are trying to take that land away. You will hear the slogan from these so-called pro-Palestinians. They're saying from the river to the sea. What they're saying is we want to get Israel out of the land they're in now, completely wipe out a people group, millions of people, and take that land away from them. But the issue for those who are fighting Israel right now is God said, I'm going to give you the land forever. Not for a season, but forever. And, you know, people say, oh, the Bible's just a bunch of myths and fairy tales. Well, it's interesting that the Bible talked about this thousands of years ago, and the struggle continues today. Even in Judges chapter 1, verse 18, I read this. I thought, wow, it says Judah took Gaza. And this was written in about 1200 BC. 3,000 years ago, Judah, the Israelites, took Gaza with its territory, as well as Ashkelon with its territory, and Ekron with its territory. So the Lord was with Judah. So God gave the Israelites Gaza 3,000 years ago, as well as Ashkelon, and Ashkelon is an Israeli city now. And so this war that Israel is fighting right now, you know, as Christians, we have to just say, you know what, this is God's land. These are God's people, and we really need to support Israel through our prayers and also our conversations. It's sad when Christians think that the moral ground is actually against Israel because God said, I'm going to give you this land. Like Israel today are being described as occupiers of land. They're not occupying anything other than what God gave them 3,000 years ago. Their rights to the land they're in right now can be traced back 3,000 years. Not many nation states in the world, America's only been around 250 years or something. Yeah, not many nation states in the world can say we've got a 3,000 year legacy. Well, Israel have got it. So we need to pray for Israel. We need to believe God that he works. And people might say, oh, that was the Old Testament. Well, Romans chapter 11, verse 1 to 2, Paul said, I say then, has God cast away his people? Certainly not. For I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. God has not cast away his people whom he foreknew. This is New Testament. So there's no room for anti-Semitism in the Christian church today. There's no room in the Christian heart for anti-Semitism. Now, does it mean Israel's perfect? No. Is there any nation state that's perfect? No. You know, if you're an Australian listening to this podcast right now, we talk about the Kokoda Trail a lot. A lot of people trek the trail. They want to retrace the steps of the diggers and remember their sacrifice and what they did, which is, you know, amazing. But, you know, some historians now guesstimate between 20 and 30% of the casualties on the Kokoda Trail were caused by friendly fire because it was jungle fighting. No one could see anyone, especially at night. It was a mess. A lot of Aussies who died on the Kokoda Trail were killed by Aussies. And that wasn't the intention, but stuff happens. It's a mistake. Obviously, Israel's in a war now. There's going to be mistakes. There's going to be errors. Human error comes in. It's really sad, you know, and unfortunately, it's an aspect of war which no one likes, but it does happen. So that's not to say that some civilians haven't died in this war who shouldn't have died, but it's happened in every war. I think 2 million German civilians were killed by Allied bombing in World War II. Hundreds of thousands of Japanese civilians were killed in World War II as the Allies defeated them. War's never a good thing, but what I'm saying today is God gave Israel this land. Let's support Israel through our prayers and our advocacy and just stand with God's people in that land.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe on our channel. We hope and pray that you are inspired and strengthened by these short, sharp, Bible-based messages. We would love to know what you think, so write a review or comment. Pastor Andrew's website is i2aw.org. That's i2aw.org. If you've been blessed by this message, share it with someone and they can be blessed too.